K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys, this is Jeremy.
Hey, it's Jeremy Fry.
Hey, Jeremy, what's up, man?
I just need your help. I had a date with this lovely girl named Susan, and she kind of disappeared on me. She's not getting back with me, and I just need to know what's going on. You know, I really would like to see her again. We had a great date.
What happened?
Well, we kind of met online, as people do these days. You know, then we started doing a little, moved from the online chat to texting, and then did a little research on each other with Facebook and realized we both liked the Bengals. And, you know, decided to meet Sunday afternoon for, you know, football game, and the Bengals won.
You know, all right.
Awesome. There you go.
Yeah, it was great. So she was excited. I was excited. Everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, she just comes with an attitude, and she split.
Oh, what? That's cold.
Yeah. I've been trying to get a hold of her, and nothing. No response. Nothing at all.
Well, that's terrible.
We're going to investigate.
Yeah. Well, what's her name?
Her name is Susan.
Susan? All right, Jeremy. What we're going to do is we're going to throw you on hold here for a second, get her number off the air. We'll call Susan, find out why she copped a tude with you.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jeremy, Fry, don't you agree it's kind of perplexing? You find a chick that likes football like you do.
Yeah.
That sounds like win-win,
score,
doesn't it?
Yeah, especially when the team wins. You know, it's like there should be some more scoring going on, you know?
That's
pretty good. I like
his
attitude.
That's pretty good. All right, hold on here. I got a couple more digits to push. And be real quiet, Jeremy. We're going to get her on the phone here, hopefully, okay?
Hello.
Hi there. Is Susan around?
This is she.
Susan, hi. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. How you doing today?
Good morning, Susan.
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Hey, do you have a few seconds?
I'm kind of in a bit of a hurry, but what's up?
We'll make it quick.
Yeah, we will make it quick.
Okay.
Here's the deal,
okay.
Susan. We talked with somebody who called with us asking for help.
Okay.
It was Jeremy. He said you guys went out and watched a football game. Bengals won, I understand, but he said that he can't get back in touch with you, and he asked for our help, so we told him we'd reach out to you.
Well, I never want to hear his name again.
Ow,
you guys,
wow.
I have unfriended him. I have blocked him on Facebook. He is such a jerk.
Oh, God. Well,
why?
We don't want to upset you, Susan. We just want to know. I mean, he called us to ask for help, so what happened?
It all started online. We were talking, and on paper, he's great. I mean, we're very open with each other, and, you know, the next step was, you know, to meet up. So we decided to go get beer and wings, and we watched the Bengals game because we're both Bengals fans. So, you know, the date itself went great. No, you really did. We got along, and the Bengals won. Food was good. Everything was great. And, you know, I was really touched that he insisted on paying when he didn't have a job.
Oh.
So, yeah. Well, then the bill comes up, you know, and he whips out a $50 bill. And, you know, I don't think twice about it. And then when the waitress comes to pick up the bill, she said that I had a phone call.
That's random.
Wow.
I know. So I get up, and she pulls me aside, and she said that when I had gone to the restroom earlier during the date, Jeremy was taking money out of my purse.
What?
Oh, no way.
He just went into my wallet and taken out several
bills. No, Susan, that's a lie. Susan, that is a lie. That is a lie, Susan. I would never do that.
Yeah, he's there.
That is a lie. That is a lie. She's a liar.
How could you deny that? How can you deny? Why would she tell me something like
this? She's a stranger. Why would you listen to a stranger? I wanted to pay. I have no job, but that's my emergency money. I wanted to pay and you know, treat you.
Jeremy, do you remember paying with a $50 bill?
Yeah, of course I do. I paid. I mean, I wanted to. I wanted to treat you.
Okay, well, the waitress showed me the bill, and on it was written, "Happy birthday, Susan. Love, Dad."
Oh!
Birthday money.
Wow.
I mean, how do you explain yourself, Jeremy? What do you have to say for yourself?
Jeremy, I guess that says it all, doesn't it?
Oh, he's gone.
He hung up.
He's gone. Wow.
Wow.
This is not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
And
he didn't even leave a good tip.
Terrible.
With your money.
With my money.
Oh, my.
Well, Fry, you know what we got to do here for Susan.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Since you had a little rough one there, we'll give you a limo and a dinner out somewhere. Maybe you can grab one of your girlfriends, or maybe you got, you know, whatever. Go out
a better guy.
A better guy. Go out and have a good time on us.
How's that?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Make up your birthday money.
Exactly. That's a little karma coming back for you.
Whoa.
That's terrible.
I know.
I still don't know what to say. Well, he said it all, I guess, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did by his silence.
Well, have fun, Susan.
Well, thank you.
I guess you better pick better guys online, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a date on that one.